Welcome to the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. I'm your host, Jeff Ross, the caffeinated kangaroo from Down Under, here to help you navigate the wild world of social selling and AI mastery. Whether you're a frustrated affiliate marketer, an inspiring coach, or a seasoned network marketing pro, you're in the right place. And each week we'll be deep diving with key experts from the online business world, sharing their tips and tricks and stories to help you elevate your game. Plus, I'll be serving up some quick coaching episodes packed with actionable insights to keep you at the head of the curve. So grab your favorite cuppa, sit back, and let's hop into another episode. Welcome to the journey of mastering the art of social selling and AI while balancing life as a laptop lifestyle legend. Let's get started and enjoy the show. Well, g'day guys, it's Jeff Ross here, tuning in to the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show, and this is your quick coaching episode. And actually doing this one as a bit of a Facebook Live, so a bit of a double whammy. You know what's that saying? Two birds with one stone. But I'm as excited as a caffeinated kangaroo jumping around trampoline, and I'm your host with the mostest. Now, I'm your host here today for today's episode. And so this is just a bit of a quick coaching training with myself. And we will be doing a bit of a live Q&A there as well. So if you've got any questions there, please do leave them in the comments. I can see them up here on our screen and we'll tackle them together. But I wanted to jump in here and do a bit of a quick coaching session, a bit of a training session there on how to help people avoid Facebook jail. And there's been some new Facebook algorithm updates too. So I want to bring your awareness to those so we can all learn how to play the game bigger and better, be empowered and be equipped. You know, the purpose of my content, every interaction that I ever have with anybody, the goal is to create clarity. Because a confused mind takes no action, right? But I also want to be able to deposit, you know, a nugget of gold, a nugget of value into your lives. Because time, it's one of those things that it's the most non-refundable resource on the world. And so is our energy. You know, we can always get more money. We can always get more things. But time, we can't get back. So I want to thank those people who spend their time with me and invest their time into learning from what I have to share. So I want to value that and want to keep these quick coaching sessions to that 20 minutes, 30 minutes max as well. And however, I will stick around to do a bit more of a Q&A section there with our Facebook Live, you know, listeners. So, you know, make sure you stick around for as well if you've got any burning questions and you want some sort of quick coaching into that space as well. But let's dive in. So I've been playing around with Facebook now since 2009. And figured out a few things along the way. And one of those things is Facebook jail, you know, especially in today's world, right? You know, so like as a network marketer, I totally understand that connections and relationships happening in Messenger and, you know, and also through basically sharing links, right? And I'm guilty of it myself. I've done the whole link spamming and the direct pitching and all of that sort of stuff. And I get it. That's born out of ignorance. It's born out of naivety, but it's also born out of passion and wanting to serve and help people. Yeah. It's born out of not knowing how to really position yourself and sell. And so I'm on a mission here and to be able to empower and equip our listeners to get out of the link spamming, to get out of the direct pitching and learn how to become attraction marketers, but also learn how to become sellers. You know, it's called social selling, right? And there's an art to it, just like anything else is. And I'm here to help serve. But, you know, this was all born out of a bit of frustration. You know, 4 months ago, you know, I was that excited puppy dog trying to hump your leg and saying, you know, go buy my stuff, buy. You'd see Jeff Ross coming from a mile away. You know, and all my friends and family, they would see me getting their messenger and they was asking, when are you trying to sell me again, Jeff? What's the next thing, Jeff? Like, you know, put your hands up, like give me a couple of likes, you know, or some reaction, those emojis there. If, you know, if that's speaking to your heart, like you've been there, done that, or you are still there. Now let us know where you're at with this. Like, and it's okay, right? Because the only difference between you and I is I'm a little bit further down the path of you. You know, I've got a few more hours of experience. I've got a few more hours of mastery in this space. I had to learn and go through the school of hard knocks, you know, basically get a few scuffs on my knees, a few cuts and bruises and all of that to learn what not to do. And, you know, it's okay to go into that space because those of us who have grit, who have determination, who have the tenacity, who have that burning desire to succeed no matter what. Guess what? You gotta fail. You gotta fail forward. That's the trick, right? Fail forward fast. Don't beat yourself up. Don't be disempowered by it. And get out there and have a go. You know, get bucked off the horse and get back on. Because each time you get bucked off the horse, you learn something new. Like, people seem to forget, you know, we live in this fast world and people want to, you know, have all the success without doing the work and, you know, or they want to have all the success and they get disappointed because they're not getting the results. But we all learn how to walk, right? We all learn how to ride a bike, or most of us did. We all learn how to swim, or most of us did. You know, and we had to go through that learning curve of mistakes, of failure. Yeah? You know, like learning how to walk, learning how to eat. It's messy, right? Those of us have got kids, like I've watched my kids grow up now, but, you know, Harrison's 12, Lachlan 11, Jackson 8. Those first few years of their learning was messy. And it was basically, you know, they'd fall over their feet, they'd fall down, they hurt themselves. And as parents, we want to swoop in, we want to rush in and help them out, but we don't, do we? Like, we understand that for them to learn how to walk, they need to learn how to fall. You know, to learn how to drive a car, you need to learn how to not crash a car. You know, an old bushman always taught me, I said, Jeff, you don't know how to ride a horse until you've learned how to fall off 1,000 times. So go get bucked off. Go fall off, go have a go, get yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back on the horse. Because each time that you get bucked off, each time that you fall off, you got to learn something new. And I can't teach that because it's learned through that experience. There's a reason why repetition learning is taught in schools, because it's repetitive experience time and time again. And what we actually do learn is we learn what not to do. So it's okay if you've been in that space and you've been, you know, in amateur town and Sucksville doing the direct pitching and expanding. But what's not okay is if you're aware of this now that it's not the right way to do it, it's not okay to stay there. You know, like there is a reason why cold calling and door knocking work if it's done poorly. Like it'll still work 2-1% of the time if it's a numbers game. Remember, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person and you can't say the right thing to the wrong person. So, like, by all means, get out there and have a go. But this is where attraction marketing really comes into its own. Because now we can start conversations and we get people into us. But, you know, by getting into Messenger, it still happens in Messenger. You know, the marketing is designed to start the conversation. I've yet to convert anybody, a sale or whatever that looks like, off just one post. You know, I could take people to a link and I could use email marketing. I'm still using touch points, but I'm still using a conversation to go deeper. I've yet to convert anybody in sales without having a heart-to-heart conversation first. You know, I don't care who you are or the world's best salesman in the world. If you've done that, I've tried to work it out. Please come my way and show me how it's done. But I know I talk to sales experts left, right, and center, and they all say the same thing. Conversions are in the conversations. The money is in Messenger. So this creates a whole new problem for us, because if we go and be aggressive, and trust me, I'm aggressive. You know, I want to get out there and I want to talk to as many people as I can because I want to serve and help as many people as I can. And I know how to go through the motions. I know how to, you know, slow it down. And it's an art, right? I've learned how to perfect the art of communication. I've perfected the art of heart-to-heart connection to make people feel seen, heard, listened to. And it's not fake. It's all genuine. It's all authentic. I love what I do. I love connecting with people. I love meeting people all around the world from all walks and forms of life. It's one of the things that I love. But I had to learn how to slow it down because I was like, as I said, the best way I could describe it was in my early days, I was like an excited puppy dog trying to hump your leg. If you want a few more yeses and less no's and less slaps, you've got to learn how to slow it down. We've got to go through the art of building communication. We're going to go through the art of building a relationship. But you know, getting into Messenger, if we understand that this is all where it happens, you know, our conversations are started through our marketing. You know, our marketing's designed to get people to put their hands up and say, yes, me, I would like more information, or yes, me, they qualify themselves and say, yeah, I'm that person. You know, and then that's where we want to take that to the conversation in Messenger. And so I've personally recruited over 250 people into our travel club over the last 12 months through Messenger. I've built my entire coaching business that you see here in front of you today through the back of Messenger. So if this is the case, you know, and I understand that, then if I don't, there's a game I've got to play the Facebook algorithm game as well, and to play the Facebook game so I don't end up in Facebook jail. Because trust me, I'm guilty of being in Facebook jail probably at least once a month. And that's because I push the boundaries, I push the envelope. I reach out to thousands and thousands of people. And Facebook don't like it when you become like look like a robot and you become like a direct pitcher or a link spammer. However, they are a really powerful tool, and they love it when us influencers and people use it in the way that they want us to use it. They're like, there's frameworks that they want us to use it, and they give us these guidelines and these boundaries to keep us contained so we don't go and abuse the tool, so we don't go and spam people, so we don't go and pitch people, because Facebook's got one goal, protect the end user experience to keep people on Facebook. So if we understand that that's their primary objective, we can start to play the game and play by their rules, right? When Facebook owns the ball, the pitch, the players, the stadium, and everything else, we have no other choice but to learn how to play by their rules. Because if we don't like their game, the rules that they've given us, we might as well pack up our bags and go home. So they've got very clear boundaries, very clear guidelines. Yes, there are some grey areas there, and you know, they're not very clear on their terms and conditions and all of that sort of stuff. But I know if you use it in what we call in this world white hat tactics, not grey or black hat, you know, if you use it the way that they want us to use it, which is to create a social platform, which is to create a space where human-to-human interaction create, which connection creates, which community is created, where empowerment is created, then it's a very, very powerful tool. I would go as far as saying it's the best marketing and sales tool that anybody has ever seen in their entire lifetime and will ever see right now, right? There's over a billion-plus users using Facebook. Why? Because it's a very powerful tool, right? So we've got to play the game. We're going to play the Facebook algorithm and the Facebook jail game. So let's talk about Facebook jail for a second and just tackle that one. So I know through my experimentation, I know through my trial and error, through failing forward fast, Facebook has certain principles and guidelines in Messenger. Now, one guideline is if you go in and you just go in and essentially direct pitch, or you go in and share a link too early, and you do that aggressively, like I'm talking, you know, like over 20 times in an hour, Facebook jail, right? If you go through and copy and paste and send the same message to over 20 people in an hour, Facebook jail. Trust me, I've been there, done that. I know the game. So, and so they're probably the two sort of big principles I can give you. So how do we get around that? Well, we've got to slow it down. We've got to get more conversational, right? So, like if I share my screen with you at the moment here, and I'll share basically my message script, that I've got tools to help me to automate this process, to help me take it through. But essentially, I don't send this message out to people until they've actually said yes to me, they want some more information, right? So if I look through my messenger here, let's go look at my post. So we've got this person here, Amy's put out her hand. Well, I can reach out to Amy and I can send her a message. So let's do that. So Amy's put up a message here, and I'm going to send her a message. So she's already put her hands up. Actually, I think I've already started sending Amy the same message. So I've got a bit of a script here, right? So I can send my script. So here's my script that I'm using that I've actually automated to send people a message. Now, this is playing the Facebook game. Where is it? Here it is. So here we go. So message one. So I can say something along the lines, hey, I saw your comment about... Da, da, da. Well, look, for this post, I can see, hey, I saw your comment, you know, I saw you put your thumbs up to learn more about, right? So, you know, I can just tweak it and adjust it, and I will leave it as a question. So what I'm starting to do is I'm starting to start a conversation. I'm not direct pitching, I'm qualifying and inviting people to come check something out. You know, I can do the same thing here. Now, no worries if you haven't, you know, in the middle of some very exciting test, you want me to share the details with you. So, you know, that message script here is more for this post here that I put together. So I just tweak it and adjust it, right? So there's that post there that I put up. There's this one here talking about ChatGPT. So, you know, well, that's the thing, right? I'm getting people to put their hands up and say, yes, me, or whatever, and then they're also commenting. So, like, they've qualified themselves for that first step, yeah? So then I go into the message script, and see, I don't send the actual link until actual message four, right? So even if I'm only getting one-word responses, or I'm getting, you know, I'm getting really wordy responses, people fall into four categories, right? And this profiling world. And, you know, some of us are really short to the point. Some of us love to talk and share a story. You know, some of us want to make it all about others. Some of us want to make it all about them. That's okay, whatever it is, right? So Facebook is, the algorithm, like, it's smart. Like, it's got a lot of scientists behind it to understand human nature. So human nature is when we're going through the sales social selling process is a normal sales process is you're going through, you're building rapport, you're getting people to know, like, and trust you. And then through that process, you're looking for people's problems that you can help solve. And you're learning how to qualify people by asking some qualifying questions, right? So the questions that are in the answers. And then once you've actually got those people qualified, you know that you can help them, then that's the opportunity there to invite them. So I don't pitch people, I invite people. And see, it's a lot less sort of in your face and not sort of higher pressure sales tactics. And it's, you know, it's here for you. But I don't go giving that sort of here for you sort of invitation until I know that it's a fit. I know that they're qualified. You know, I do the same thing with our Dream Tricks business. Yeah, I've got a very simple five-step recruitment process. Start the conversation, build rapport, invite, you know, share a qualifying invite to share a story and invite people, you know, follow up and sign them up, right? So, like, the keep it simple process, but Facebook love you to play this game as well. Yes, you can share links in your messenger, and you just got to keep it more organic, more natural flowing, right? And that's the same on your Facebook content as well. Putting up, you know, trust me, I've done the 10, 20 times a post today, and, you know, I've experimented left, right, and center. And I notice these, when they do change the algorithm, I notice these updates because I'm in the trenches and I'm tweaking and adjusting and I'm experimenting and I'm looking for what's working. Always looks like working to get the most awareness, to get the most engagement, to convert traffic into leads, leads into sales into repeat customers. You know, loyal fans and team players, right? There's a journey that we take people through. And we've got to give people the opportunity to go through that journey, progressing on their own speed. So this is where we start to create a predictable, profitable system. And I unpack this system actually on day four of our upcoming book. I go into detail. But when you've got a system dialed in like this, your people have three choices. They can either move forward in the system and stay put until getting urgent until it's the right time for them to move forward, or exit out. It's not for them. They've qualified themselves out, and that's okay. Did Facebook understand all this too, right? So let's come back to that first step, you know, the awareness, the content marketing step. And I want to update some of you guys around this Facebook. Facebook's now had an update there on their algorithm. I reckon it was probably early July, late June this happened. And I know for the last 12 months, you know, Facebook, you actually go back through my post here, a lot of my, you know, call to actions, if you will, the conversation starters was to get you to comment. You know, get you to sort of comment, you know, that's a birthday post, 125 comments. You know, this Facebook Live was 120 comments. You know, so we got this one here, it's over 67 likes, 48 comments. You know, so these are some of the experimenting posts that I've been doing in the past. But if you look down here, you know, this one here, it's about, you know, just sort of getting people to, you know, agree with me, like the, you know, awareness post. Did you know that the Facebook algorithm, like, two comments. So, like, there's been a major shift here, and you can start to see, and I'm looking at this very closely. What are the posts that are getting the comments? What are the posts that are getting the likes? And what are the posts that are, you know, is not getting much engagement at all? So it's like, this is a celebration post. Like, in the past, that one would have got loads of, it's a celebration, you know, loads of reach, but it hasn't anymore. This one here too, you know, I'll ask for your question, right? So I'm trying to encourage a conversation to start. I can still do this, but I just got to sort of break it down a bit more. And what I'm noticing, you'll see there, the ones that are getting the most reach are the ones that are people going, yeah, go Jeff, you know, like, get the likes, get the reaction. And then we're getting comments. You know, this one here is the same thing. Oh my God, I'm gobsmacked. That's a pretty cool burst of support. Yes, Jeff, like, where you go. We all, but so what happened was I'm getting the likes and the reactions first, and then the comments are coming second. So the Facebook algorithm has had a major update in the last 6 weeks. And I would say that the update is probably more reflective of what was working back in early 2023. So I would say Facebook has actually now made a priority in their algorithm to get the likes and to get the reactions first. And this is my experiment, and I've actually gone through and I've talked to some, top social media marketers, and they're all sort of agreeing to this point at the moment. So let me just go through and share this slide with probably best way to explain it. So when we put up a post, but the Facebook algorithm will go through a sample size. So like, if you've got 10,000 followers, it's going to run your post out to probably about maybe 10 to 20%. Yeah, so 1,000 to 2,000 of your followers, out to your set. So they're going to give it a sample, right? They're going to give that sample 4 hours to perform. And if it ticks the boxes, which is saying at this stage, the box that we want to tick is getting the engagement on the likes and the reactions, the wow, the loves, the emojis, right? The reactions. So they're saying, like, we can, through our algorithm, we know it's a high-quality post if it's getting the reactions, like the likes and the loves of a laptop first and foremost. And then it's comments secondary. See, prior to that, I would say that the algorithm favored comments is the way that they sort of, testing our quality post. So they're going to run that post out for 4 hours, and they're going to give, like, a sample, to your audience. And if it ticks their boxes and it goes yes, like, then you're getting the engagement, you're getting the interaction. It's now going to go into what they call the burnout phase. Now, you're going to keep sort of doing more samples, more tests. So this is how we start to get wider reach, and our reach now starts to go to 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 beyond, because now that post has ticked the box. It's now in that burnout phase. And they're going to keep doing this sample to your audience to more. And as soon as it starts to dwindle, like, they're starting to go into that ripple effect, it's now going to go into the afterglow phase. So that post will stay probably active. You probably start seeing this already. Like, post that I did back in June, late June, is now coming back to the top of people's news feeds, and people are interacting with it again, because it's in that afterglow phase. So for 3 to 9 days, it's still going to get a bit more slight reach, and they're going to sort of, like, pick the last of the 10 to 20%. This is like the bottom of the barrel sort of engagement. And Facebook can keep sampling that out until the post dies. Like, they might as well exist. The only reason the post there is on my walls for my own archive point, it may as well be like the post never exists as far as the algorithm is concerned, right? So it becomes an archived post. And then I could go back to some of those posts that have got a lot of engagement, a lot of comments. What I'm also starting to see is I can go and reinstate that post, if you will, like, give it some more life. I can put a comment on there, and then that'll go back into a new burnout phase and keep going back through this until it's sort of just exhausted altogether. So I would say at the moment, the primary goal for the algorithm for your post is to put up posts that encourage people to get the likes, to get the emojis and reactions going. And then you've got your comments going on and all that sort of thing. So you'll start to see in a lot of my posts moving forward, because, the number one game is to get traffic, to get awareness, to get engagement, to get leads, right? So I've known for a while now that you don't put links in your post, because that will just, straight away, that's a red box. That's a no box that ticks the box. But what you can do, and it used to be, say, don't put links in your comments. But, these posts that are starting to get a lot of engagement, a lot of interaction, are starting to, give you the position and space where you can start to put links in. Like, you see my few Facebook Lives there, here we've got Facebook Live. So there you go. That's taking you to the next step. So I can start to use the comments section there to give me more sort of my long form post. So what I'm noticing here is these type of posts here, what the background color, like the meme type post, the short sort of long-term post, these sort of posts here are definitely by far getting the most engagement. And what I can then do is put like a more of use the comments section for more of an in-depth sort of long-form post to get them to go where I need them to go. And then I could also do that in Messenger as well, right? So I'm experimenting. I'm always experimenting. I'm just sharing what's working for me. And these are some of the things that I'm starting to notice as well. Like, I'd give you a thumbs up if this is, you know, if this is something that is helping you. But also, like, give me a thumbs, you know, up as well, or some sort of reaction there to this post, that you're noticing your Facebook reach is tanked. You know, what you were doing, you know, is not working like it used to. And this is the game, right? Facebook, as I said, they own the ball, the pitch, the players, the whole kit and caboodle. They love to change up the game. They don't announce when they change up the game. But if you've got your finger on the pulse, you'll see these changes happening. We can pivot and adjust a lot easier. So this is the intent of this Facebook episode, our Facebook Live and this podcast episode, was to be able to help empower you, equip you, to share with what's working for me in this space, to help you also avoid Facebook jail. So, like, keep your messages in that conversational space. Create your message scripts in a way that sort of designs to ask some questions to get people to, you know, follow through and actually, you know, build a conversation and start to connect. And there's a whole sort of another masterclass about going around real rapport building and getting people to know, like, and trust you, because there is a time where you get pitched too early. So we'll reserve that for another day. But, you know, if you can just, you know, get people to say yes to me on your post, you know, get them to engage with you on your content, and then follow that up with them in the messenger to get them where you need them to be in your sales process. As long as you come from a space of serving and it's a heart-to-heart connection, you'll always have a pretty good result. And you're always going to play the Facebook gallery again, right? And so I hope you got lots of value from today's conversation. We're coming up on that 30-minute mark. So I'm just going to pause here for a second, see if there's any questions or comments there, and any questions. And we'll get started with the Q&A section of this. But thank you very much for those of you who are tuned in to listen to the podcast episode. This will be going live next week, so it's pre-recorded a week ahead. But this will still be timely content for you to be able to go out there and crush your social selling and AI mastery game. Thank you for your time, and we'll see you on the next episode. All right, guys, now let me just quickly check in there, see if there's any questions there. But thank you very much for those of you who are tuned in live with us. Appreciate you. And, let me see if there's any questions or comments. Cool. All right, so we've got a few lights up. No sort of comments or questions just right this second. But, hey, if you're watching the replay, please do leave them in the comments below, and I'm more than happy to help out where I can. Whilst I've got you, I've also got our first podcast episode that's just went live. So our first interview with Austin Armstrong from the founder of Syllabi. And awesome interview. I love sharing Austin's story with you. Let me just quickly drop that in the comments there for you so you can go check that out for yourselves. And so we just dropped that out. Yeah, that's our first interview that went live for our podcast for the Laptop Lifestyle Dad show. And we also just launched a book last week as well, which is taking off. So let me grab the details for that for you as well. And I'd love, you know, go get the book, check it out. I love your review on that space, and let me know what you can do there. So go grab your copy for your book. It's just in the moment, it's just $9.97 for the first 100 people. I believe we're close on selling our first 50, so they're flying off the shelf. And we also have our upcoming 5-day social selling and AI mastery bootcamp for July. That's kicking off on July 23rd. And if you'd like more information about that, to see if that's a good fit for you too, please come check that out. The link's here just in the comments below. All right, guys, thank you for your time. I've got to run. Have a great day. It's 10:30 a.m. here, Sydney time. I'm about to go spend the rest of the afternoon with the boys because the boys are home from school holidays. And I will see you on the flip side. Hey, bye for now. Now for some exciting news. Don't forget to grab our brand new book that just launched the other week. Social Selling and AI Mastery for Network Marketers. It's packed with actionable insights and success stories to help elevate your game. And also, whilst you're here, don't forget to mark your calendars for our upcoming 5-day Social Selling and AI Mastery Bootcamp starting July 23rd. This bootcamp's designed to transform your approach to online business with cutting-edge strategies and practical tips. Whether you're just starting out or looking to up your game, this bootcamp is for you. Why join? It's simple. We're here to equip and empower you to achieve true freedom and success in your business. Learn how to balance the chaos of the mum dad life while mastering social selling and AI. So hit that subscribe button. Don't miss any future episodes. If you loved what you heard, leave us a review and share it with your fellow legends. Let's grow this community together. Stay caffeinated, stay inspired, and keep making memories. Cheers, legends, and we'll see you on the next episode.